jobs, but I'm a hunter.
Yeah, I'm trying to work. That's good.
Hey there.
I don't know whether I'm retired or not.
Doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Well, good.
Yeah.
You know, I just, is it okay to record this?
You bet.
I just want to make sure.
I don't care.
I'm not breaking any laws. Okay.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. This is Ken Henson.
Ken Henson, Ms. Henson, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Have some questions?
Go ahead.
What do we have to complain?
Well, he was out here too. When they brought the votes in, the lady brought the votes in.
When? Tell me again. What are we speaking about? Exactly.
Last night.
Well, I'm not in this election thing, so I don't know. It kind of just made it strange looking to me, but the lady come in, pulled up right there, and she come in here.
Tell them what time.
I was standing right here, and the other one girl standing there, and Gary.
Ms. Wanda McCracken from Sawn Oak Precinct did not bring votes in here in that particular situation. She had gone home, and she had left a document.
We don't know. We're trying to find out.
I've been down this road before.
But we haven't.
We haven't.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't get all huffy-puffy, because, I mean, if they'd have brought it out last night, we was just one with, because we even asked.
There were no votes came in this room last night. None.
Well, now, I'm just saying she brought something in.
Yes, she did. She certainly did.
What was it?
She's a poll worker.
Yeah.
What did she bring into the office last night?
I got it from her. She brought a results tape, and she brought her chain of custody paper, and that was it.
There were no votes. I did hear this comment made that she was bringing votes.
Well, now, how long has it been before you got huffy puffy? I never said she brought any votes in. I said she brought a. No,
you said she brought votes in here.
Okay,
that was the first statement.
Well, then I should not make it.
Okay,
so
all right.
There was something around and some papers, I think, and the lady walked up here.
It was one copy of a results tape that she forgot to put in a bag.
What is a results tape?
A copy of the results that are printed. There are two copies that are printed. She removes one of them. One of them is attached to the zero tape from the morning. That's brought in with the RTL paper rolls. The second copy of results is to go in with her master PEB so that when we read those results into Unity, we have something to compare them to that actually happened at the precinct. That's what she brought back. She just simply forgot.
I'm just telling you what that I seen, and I was standing here, and I just thought, well.
I just want to be accurate if we're going to record this.
Yeah, well, you know, all I'm saying is I just thought, well, man, if I'd have been her, I'd have told some of the people to come up here, and, you know, I never thought she is. She may have been the best woman in the world.
Every poll worker we have are some of the finest people in Haywood County.
Seen what we've seen, and if we don't have our voting stuff right, we have nothing left. So.
You're not going to find one person in this room that's going to disagree with what you just said.
Right. And I'm just,
when you walk through that door, it's all about honor. Politics belongs on the sidewalk.
What's the guy's name that was here?
Andrew Jackson.
Well, when he walked around, he said, what precinct are you from?
She is from Sawn Oak.
Yeah, well, that's what she said, and she never acted funny, okay. Never acted. I mean, she seemed like a really nice lady.
She's a wonderful person. And she's as honest as they come.
And
she simply forgot to insert one particular document where it was supposed to go. She called me on the phone and she said, can I bring this back right now? And I said, absolutely. She had offloaded her supplies and she just forgot to put that document where it was supposed to go.
Well,
that's all she did. There were no votes. There were no ballots. There was no electronic device that contained votes. Those were already here. She forgot a document.
All I know is the lady behind the desk said, well, we can't deal with this tonight. We'll deal with it tomorrow or whatever. Tomorrow.
That was to properly put it where it was supposed to go. Would have been that only comment would have ever been made.
Now, listen, nobody's saying it. You're doing it. I'm just trying to tell you what I seen right here. And I just thought, man, I wish they had just got two or three people up here and said, you know, whatever.
Their room was full of people all at different times throughout the night.
There was their standing.
The board was actually here. All three board members were right here when this happened.
This is what she handed me, and she handed me a
results tapes, and that's all she handed me.
Well, what?
Don't accuse Wanda of something like that, or us.
Oh, I don't think.
Well, I'm going to tell Alyssa. I mean, they're.
Okay. No, it's not. Everybody is very tired, 21 hours in a row, and now all we're asking, you tell me what the complaint is, what the problem is that we have not just explained to you.
Nobody said there was a complaint. Well, I don't. I mean, they just asked me if I'd tell what I say, and I did.
Okay, and now, and is this and settled, time, or is there another issue?
Then last. I guess where the court, I just took it that it might have been, or I thought
there were no votes.
Bringing.
I promise you, sir, there were absolutely no votes delivered in this room by that lady. Yeah. It was a chain of custody document. There are a great many of those.
Right.
She simply forgot to put it where it went when she offloaded her supplies. And she's as tired as the rest of us. And that's all. And I apologize most in the world if I'm not being courteous and gracious. It's just please understand.
Well,
it's been constant. But that's all. And I just ask and beg your indulgence and understanding in that. It began yesterday morning, and now we're here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't even feel like this lady's saying, I'm not saying she did anything.
She would never either.
You know.
Everybody in this room has taken an oath.
I don't think anybody's
and
saying
that. They're as honorable as they can.
No, I'm telling you, I'm not saying that. Nobody did anything. I was asked to say what I seen, and then I heard somebody say, well, they forgot to bring those votes in.
No, well,
you know,
no. Well, that was the comment that I heard just outside the door when three people saw me coming.
Yeah.
And wanted to warn me that someone in the room said that someone just delivered votes in there, and I wish I could carry them in my pocketbook. That should have been addressed at the time, right away, while the board members were standing.
Okay,
here.
Now you quit talking for just a second. Now I want to tell you, since you said that, that's what I heard. And, you know, I don't deal with this computer stuff. I don't deal with, like, if you showed me all that stuff, I wouldn't know what it was. You'd be wasting your time. And that's what I heard here. And then I was standing there thinking to myself, well, man.
Can you tell me who it was that you heard that from?
Well, I don't know. It's somebody
no
in
name.
The room. I don't know exactly, but I just remember. And then I started looking at them, thinking, and I thought, well, I don't know what it is. I wouldn't know if I seen it. I don't even know what it is.
Why didn't you ask then?
Well, okay, now can we finish this? Now, you wait just a minute. Let me finish, okay? I'm trying to finish this. And... Yeah, I never one time said about the votes. Somebody said votes, and so I took it. That's what it was. She had forgot to turn them in, and she was bringing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever behind the counter said something about, well, I guess they were saying, we'll put it away in the morning or whatever. You understand that? I don't know what they're doing with it, but something was said, we'll do it. It's too late now. We'll do it tomorrow or something or in the morning. So I wish now that that's what I would have done. I wish I would have said, well, man, what is it? You know, somebody said this is votes. That's not votes, is it? I wish I had, but I didn't. And then, but I just remember you was here, and then some guy come out here, and I think he was a Bradshaw. Maybe she talked to him. I don't know. Some guy come out here, and he sat a few minutes, and if somebody hadn't have said there were votes, I wouldn't have known what the lady was bringing in. I would have never thought nothing about it.
That person was an error, sir.
You know,
that person was mistaken, and actually, I will stand here and tell you that if that statement was made in this room, that individual does not know what they're talking about.
Well, I mean, that's what I heard.
Okay.
So you had to hear the same thing then, as that's what you're saying, right?
No, I didn't hear that. What I heard was
somebody
came in order to advise me in a very friendly way that someone in there is going to say something. And I've provided everybody with every opportunity to say anything that they have to say.
Yeah.
And I go to the grocery store and I hear the comments too.
Yeah.
If there is a problem, let's do it and do it now.
Okay. I would like to ask you again explain to me those pieces of paper that she brought up here and flashed and waved.
Though that is a simple chain of custody document.
Wait just a minute. My question is, you gave some sort of an explanation as to what happened using acronyms and things that I can't understand. Could you please explain to me what those papers are and what this chain of custody is?
Poll workers are instructed to place documents to certify what they have done election night in various places throughout their supplies. Okay? Does that make sense?
Say that again. Poll workers are instructed to put Yeah, I have patience. I'm not as up to date on this as you are. Be real patient with me.
It's quite simple.
Say it again, please.
Everything, every document they have has a purpose. And every document that they have has a place. And they're instructed to deliver them in a certain specific way. What she forgot to do, election night, she has a zero tape. Now, what that does is verify that there's no votes on a machine election morning. A zero tape.
Start with the zero.
That tape is not removed or separated from the results tape. If it were, then these are instructions from us. You have one continuous piece of paper. Now, encoding the election, automatically, two copies of the results tape are printed, one after the other. The zero with the attached, unseparated copy of the results tape comes back with the little paper rolls on each and every machine that tells each individual voter how they can watch exactly how their vote is documented. That is the random, it's the RTAIL. Okay, it's an audit trail. It's a roll of paper that shows you what each individual voter has done. A paper record. Okay, those are secured and treated as official ballots. That first tape, zero and one results, goes with those rolls. Those arrived here where they were supposed to be. Now, the cartridge that opens and closes machines and prints these tapes, and that's its only purpose. It doesn't activate the machine for voters. Separate cartridges do the activation. Okay? The only purpose that this particular device has is to open the terminals, print your zero tape, close the terminals, and print your results tape. The second copy of the results was to be separated at the end from the first copy of results, and that's to be put with that cartridge and delivered in a separate container in a separate way, and we move that to a different place. Okay?
That's a roll.
Does that make sense?
Is it a roll?
It's a long strip of paper that they roll up. Okay?
So it doesn't.
And it's signed by all three elections judges. Mm-hmm. All three of those documents are signed. She simply forgot to put that tape with her master PEB.
Okay.
That's what she forgot to do.
Oh, that's irrelevant to me. I could care less.
Well, Miss Curay, it's relevant to her.
I know what you've told her.
Thank
I understand
you.
That.
Thank you.
But from the time I come in here, you flew right in. And I want to just tell y'all, and I want you to listen to me for just a minute. What happened was somebody said, the lady come in and give the lady whatever, and I would not have thought anything. But somebody said something about those votes, and I kind of started looking. Well, I don't know what the votes look like, okay? And, you know, I feel like he and she ought to be glad I'm doing this, because you just got through saying that when you went outside, or you was coming in, somebody said something about votes, so that concerns you. And then you thought, but I thought, well, man, why would they do that? You know, I've never been around one of these places, and I thought, well, man, they should have had the votes. They shouldn't do that. I just took it to whoever said that probably knew what they was talking about, okay? So I looked, and I wish last night I would have asked her, said something. I wished I had more, but then I really didn't know what I was looking at, so I didn't. If somebody had been here at Node, I might would have. But, so that concerned me. You know, when whoever said that, then I left, and then guy was standing here, and you know, I said, or they said a thing or two. I said, well, man, they should have had them in or something, you know, boats. I don't know what I said, but. Then you were standing there talking to Caldwell and the other lady that won the school board thing. And I guess that's when they told you I could hear them talking. You know, I went out about that time. Something about votes, and I thought y'all were talking about it too. And,
we weren't, no. When Wanda left, her feelings were hurt because somebody had said that. They just said I was carrying votes in my pocket.
Well, I bet they heard the person, whoever said, when I heard it right here, because she's still standing
here. When she was there, I know what she's done, and it made me very angry.
Okay, so I was standing here, and she was still standing there. Whoever said, that's when I heard about the votes. And then that's when I started looking, and then when they sat on back there and said something about whatever. I thought, well, man, they ought to go ahead and get that out in the open so nobody don't think. Because, you know, she seemed like a nice lady to me. So anyway, when I left, I just thought it was votes. I mean, I did. I thought all night. I thought, well, man, they ought not do that. And then, you know, I was asked, will you come tell her story? I said, sure, I will, you know, because I truly did think that. And you know, I don't feel like anybody should be mad at me. I'm not saying I'm that not, she done it. I would think if I was working in here and y'all thought that, I would want y'all to come and sell this so I could get it straight.
And I feel,
you know what I'm saying?
As though I have.
Because if I hadn't have come and done this, I would always have thought that. I would have okay. thought, man, I can't believe they done that. You know, I would always have thought that.
And this is already out and about because I didn't hear it from anybody that's here. I heard it from somebody else.
Rumors
could
have been rumors and speculation.
I mean, I was going from a room.
And
I was
people.
Here
yeah, but he was
saying
here,
it, and
so
I truly
it,
thought
I
that. You know, I did. I thought all night. I thought
those
man.
Papers that she came up here and showed us were not part of the roll, were they? No. You were talking about a roll. What were those papers?
Those are chain of custody documents.
Chain of custody documents. I didn't know what those were.
It's a way to audit.
Sure.
That's all.
Control and make sure things are
everything must be.
Mm-hmm. And I wish I would have asked you last night.
Yeah, I wish you had.
I do.
Oh, okay. I don't truly blame you. Yes.
Good. Okay, so there it is.
And there's the other thing she handed.
Okay.
It's just verification.
And this is she angry at me?
I'm telling you, it is
that you're
constant.
You're teaching me a lot of things. Well that's part. That may be part of the job.
I find it kind of offensive that, you know, this is out and about, and it brought to your attention, and it is as though this whole room is out against.
Yeah, I don't understand why
y'all
mad.
That's
just a results type, and it's time based stamp right there.
That bothers me that they're mad.
It's
not.
You know what it makes us feel? It's your question, our honesty.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. You're accusing
I'm trying to tell you what happened to my story here. I'm not questioning anything.
If you had a problem, you should have brought it to our attention last night. Our attention.
But it's last night.
Well, I mean,
this morning,
I didn't know.
I'm
how
here.
To,
I wasn't
what
here
can
last
I do
night.
Right now to answer your questions and resolve your issue? Anything you, at
okay.
all,
well,
or
I,
is
I,
or are you just
I will,
there?
I will suggest something.
Okay.
I would suggest that you say we're really glad you came in today.
I'm very glad you came in, but
with that,
we've done it as a group. On recorder for some reason, and I'm not sure what that is.
So it's the fact that it's being recorded that bothers you.
No.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry
okay, well, I didn't bring a recorder, didn't have nothing to do with the recorder.
I don't
didn't
care want, about recorders.
But what I feel like is that y'all should be glad that I come in here to
clear it up
and
rather than
that's probably what the lady brought in. I'm not, you know, like I said, if I'd looked at it last night, I wouldn't have known if it was voted or not. I don't know nothing about it. But that, when somebody said that and you act like it. You said, well, it made you mad last night when you come in, so I was thinking the same thing. You know, I just thought, well, man, I can't believe it. Bring in votes at time of night. And
they did not.
Well, I know, but I thought that they did, you know. I guess if I knew more about it, then I might would have.
I did not realize when I came in that this was such a touchy situation, such a touchy conversation subject. You know, these are just facts. You're dealing with people. The public.
Miss Curie, we deal constantly with each other.
Yeah.
And we do. And it's absolutely. Always been very respectful.
Yes.
And you have
yes.
never, ever been denied anything
no.
that you've ever asked of this
no.
office.
No,
this
but I have never been treated this way in this office before. I'm a bit amazed.
Well,
I would come in with some questions. I appreciate your answers,
mm-hmm.
but I don't appreciate this the backlash or the whatever. And that I know you're tired. I'm tired too. But that is the only thing that I find uncomfortable about this session.
Well, like, and
I
when I walked
it.
In,
I didn't expect it.
It does not make anyone else comfortable that there are people in the room that we have had a history of small issues. And remember, Mr. Miller and the emails, those were directed at me, but I had no part of that and tried my best to explain that to you. The other issues that have been building for several months, they've never been pointed at me. But yet the controversy seems to be that somehow those issues should have been resolved.
What issues are you talking about?
Well, let's talk specifically about the newspaper articles. The announcements in public that were attributed to me, but I had nothing to do with.
Well, are you saying that Vicki Hyatt, you did not have anything to do with what Vicki
I'm
Hyatt
saying that I did not make the public statement that caused what situation that there was there.
I wonder who did, because the only thing Denny said to Ms. Hyatt, I mean, we have copies of what he said to Ms. Hyatt. I look forward to the campaign. That was all that was said. That was it from Denny King to Vicki Hyatt. Please use this picture. And then I look forward to the campaign. And from that, there was a front page story. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, I think but you've cleared up the situation.
And I appreciate that. And I apologize most in the world. Please understand.
I didn't expect it from everybody. Let me tell you something. Everybody's been very cordial to me in this office forever, and I'm a pain in the ass when it comes to questions, just like you have to explain it to me in layman's terms or I'm not going to get it. So, you know, and everybody's been very helpful in this office. I had no idea this reception would be as such in the office today. I just expected some answers, that's all. But not the ire and not that.
My poll workers I take personally. She was very hurt last night. She was very emotional. And that upsets me greatly because these are the most dedicated people I know.
Well, I can appreciate that. And you're in charge of them, so I can appreciate you standing up for your employees, but I did not expect this today when I came to ask some questions. I've never had this kind of reception. I don't know if the recorders were what ticked everybody off or what, but
well, as I said, because you know, I was concerned about what happened last night also. So I just as a casual observer just wanted to come in.
Me too.
Do you feel satisfied that I've answered your questions?
I feel so.
For now, I've got to figure out, but, you know, I may have some more questions. You know me, mine are endless. But I will be able to use this as a resource to go back and listen to explanations.
Those are your recorders. They're not mine. They're not. You use them any way you feel like.
Sure, absolutely. You need to. I know that. But sometimes recordings help me go back and say, okay, let's just transcribe what he said, mm-hmm. Okay, so that it can be understood. Okay? But you know, the one thing that floored me was the reaction, and I don't know what to blame that on.